All right. We're going to call the meeting to order. And a roll call, please. Here. 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 Voice has changed since you decided to work for the county. All right. Here we go. We have one action item because I understand Director Cass has to leave. Supervisor Molina will not be here, and Supervisor Ridley Thomas will be here, but will probably be done by the time he gets here. I did want to note, I got an email from Ara Najarian, who was unable to make the last meeting because his building was on fire, to let me know that the fire is out and everything is A-OK at his end. So we are happy to hear that. All right. We're going to take item number 2.
Sir. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Item number 2 is requesting approval for a $600,000 to the consultant to complete the environmental compliance work on the East Gold Line. We have 24 intersections there. 5 of them have been environmentally cleared, and we are in the process of putting the 4-quadrant gates. 19 other intersections need to be studied. So this is the request to approve for that study.
Okay. Are there any questions of staff on item number 2? Do we have anyone sign up for the public on item?
I'll move it.
Okay, it's been moved by Director Katz, seconded by Director Robinson, without objection, so ordered.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. You want to, the others are receiving file. Let's start with your capital management report.
Yes, sir. Capital management report is to give you an update on all the projects that we are working. We have also this time included some of the projects like Crenshaw Regional Connector and Subway to the Sea as information items, so we can give you an update on where we are with the progress that we are making. The first one I have to report, I'm reporting, is on the Metro Orange Line extension. The project is coming along according to the schedule. We have done all the major underground utility ducts at the Lassen Street. We had tremendous cooperation from LA DOT and DWP to keep this on track, so we appreciate that. And we are also completing the design of the intersections. That's being under review. And we had to issue some changes at the Lassen Street Bridge foundation because of the soil conditions we saw there. So that's work has been accomplished. Significant issues on the Orange Line is the different site conditions in the construction of the Lassen Bridge. We had to issue a design change, increase the size of the pile, so that we have already accomplished. Moving forward, DWP and Time Warner are working on their underground power lines, and Lassen Street Bridge Foundation work is proceeding, and we are also working on completing the design of all the major street intersections. Next one, I'm moving into 405, Sepulveda Pass project, where we have issued more than 90 individual design packages have been cleared for construction. The cooperation that we have gotten from both the city and, of course, the Caltrans working as the integrated project office team, we are able to push this contract according to the schedule. Recently, probably you all heard that we have demolished the northern portion of the Skirball Bridge. It went very efficiently, 2 days ahead of schedule. We had a lot of good publicity and public relations work done on it, so that helped us to get that job done early. We are also currently working on the Wilshire Interchange, the retaining wall on the west side. It's under construction. DWP underground conduits on Sepulveda work is undergoing. Moving along on the significant issues, we are moving forward with the freeway realignment. Getty has been pretty cooperative along with Caltrans. This would help us to avoid the relocation of the 96-inch water main that MWDD has. And the city of LA is proceeding with their engineering reviews, but we still have the issue of they being not fully staffed and be able to keep up with the speed we would like them to, but we are trying to resolve and work it out with that. We are now working with the city managers to see if the staff can be shifted to our project office and some of them to this building so that we can effectively coordinate all our activities. Moving forward, we have some issues with the GSA on Wilshire Boulevard. We are working on it, and we are negotiating some MOUs with the city and county, and the Mulholland Bridge design is coming along well. I think we should be able to get a sign off on that quickly. Next one is the Crenshaw LAX Transit Corridor Project. Just an update that we are now proceeding into preliminary engineering. And of course, the major accomplishment there is in the next slide. This is the route of the map. Unless you have any questions, I would move on to the next slide. The major accomplishment is the project is currently in the final EIS-EIR phase. And we have narrowed the site for yard to four locations, and we are looking at the feasibility, which one best fits our requirements and needs. We have exercised the option for the preliminary engineering, and Hatchmart is going ahead with their work. And we are currently working with the contractor to finish the EIS-EIR, the final phase of it. The big news, of course, is the recent TIFIA loan and the grant, Tiger II grant. Significant issues is the final project definition. We still have to work the design and environmental issues on either end of the line. We are working on that. And of course, one of the things we just started negotiating with the abandonment of the BNSF track, which is could be a significant cost item on that. Crenshaw LAX continuing path forward. We have completed the circulation of the documents, and the public comment period is over. The record of decision is expected in 2011 September, and we are working with all the stakeholders to get the project moving. Currently, we are looking at a design build package, maybe three contracts, one for the north end, one for the south end, and maintenance of way building as a separate one. We have engaged the public-private partners consultant to start working with us to identify the potential for a public-private partnership participation on the project. Next one is the regional connector. That's up here for the board approval to start the preliminary engineering on that. And the public hearings have been completed on it. The next path forward, as soon as the board approves, is to get the consultant engaged in the preliminary engineering. On the West Side Subway extension, item number one, construction strategy. We will do that right after the Foothill extension line at the end of their presentation. We have posted the availability of documents on the West Side Subway. All the public hearings have been complete, and some of you were in the committee meetings where you heard the issues associated with the final PE. Path forward is continue the work on the PE based on all the comments that we have received. And so the next item on is major accomplishment. We are spending time on the how to construct this piece effectively and cost-efficient way. So that work is in progress. And now we move on to the exposition light rail. We have... Yeah, okay.
Thank you. On exposition project on the first phase, some of the major accomplishments, we installed the grade crossing at Farmdale Avenue, which has been hold for over 3 years waiting for PUC approval. So that was a major milestone for us. The FTA provided comments on the draft NEPA environmental assessment for the Farmdale station that's being incorporated into the project. We also received the first gated crossing signal controller from LADOT, so that was also a big milestone for us, so we'll start putting in our gated crossings. Our track work installation is 95% complete. We've got about 60% of our overhead catenary system in, and our train control installation is about halfway done, so the project is moving along. Significant issues. Our contractor's latest schedule continues to show a 55-week delay. The good news there is that it didn't slip from the last month, so we're still working with him to see what we can do to improve upon that. And I guess in response to some of the questions raised at the last meeting, there is a closed session item going to the full board to talk about discussions with the contractor with his claim on the delay and the status of the settlement agreements. So that'll be at the next full board meeting. We've executed approximately $493.6 million in construction contract packages and change orders, which is still within the $563.8 million in construction allowance and contingency. But there's still outstanding construction contract packages and change orders, so that is still an item that's at risk for completing the project. We've had additional third-party and professional services costs, mainly as a result of the delay, so we've had to draw down from our project reserve on that. We're waiting for receipt of the finding of no significant impact from FTA for the Farmdale station, so we can start moving through with the final design on that. And we continue to work with the city to finish off approval of our traffic signals and our intersection controllers. Path forward. As I mentioned before, we're still working with the contractor, continuing discussions apportioning the responsibility for the project delays. And again, we'll have more detail at the full board meeting at the end of the month. We're also in the process of conducting a risk assessment and forecast to complete. We're going to be going to our board next month with our findings on that, and we would follow going to the Metro board after we discuss this with our board. We anticipate FTA to issue the FONSI at the end of this month. It looks like we're tracking to have that done, so that would be a significant milestone. Then we continue working with the City of LA, DOT again, to ensure that we have the staffing necessary to keep up with the pace of the project. The local jobs program, local residents have worked a total of 36.4% of the construction work hours in September and a total of 28.1% of all the construction hours on the project to date. And the contractor is projecting that they will meet the 30% goal of construction hours worked by local residents by the end of the project. Local residents comprised 26.9% of all the workers on the project in September, and 119 of the 442 workers utilized on the project in the month of September were local residents. Moving to phase two, if there's no questions on phase one. Another item that was raised at the last construction committee meeting was taking lessons learned from phase one and how we're incorporating those into phase two. And what we'd like to do at the next meeting is to have a separate presentation on that, how we're basically taking lessons learned from phase one, incorporating into the phase two contract. But major accomplishments for phase two, we received the third-party comments on our two design-build contractors' draft preliminary engineering documents. The Expo Construction Authority Board adopted the construction careers policy for phase two. We've issued the final contract documents to the design-build contractors for them to begin their pricing. We've completed a draft small business enterprise program for the project. And we also completed a draft of the project labor agreement to be used as a basis of negotiating with the building trade councils and contractors. Significant issues is still the legal challenge on the final CEQA document. Some of the path forward on the project is we're going to continue our outreach and development of the project labor agreement. We're in the process now of coming up with the final disposition of the third-party comments on the contractors' PE packages. We're looking to receive pricing and the remaining evaluation documents from the design-build contractors in December, and we're looking to bring the SBE program to the Expo Board for consideration this next month. And we're also in the process of trying to finalize our property agreement with Verizon for our maintenance facility. And that concludes my presentation.
Okay. Next, we have Mr. Chris Berner from the Foothill Transit to give an update on that.
Thank you very much. We released the draft supplemental environmental impact report for the inclusion of a maintenance facility to the project and a few other project refinements. We released that on September 23rd. The 45-day public comment period ends on November 8th. We executed the MOU with Champion Broadband, a utility. We submitted applications for five grade-separated crossings to the CPUC for their approval. We're receiving various documents for the bridge contract that we have out that spans the eastbound lane of the 210. We received baseline schedule, payment milestones, various different management plans that we've reviewed and are working with the contractor on that. We answered the proposer's questions for the alignment contract. That's the contract that's going to build the vast majority of the project. We've established permitting requirements with the Army Corps of Engineers for the San Gabriel River. We're continuing to work with them to advance the permits as far as possible. And we continue to hold regular technical meetings and project management coordination meetings with Metro and other stakeholders on the project. Significant issues on the project, we have two that are the critical to the project moving forward. It's the execution of an agreement that would discontinue some freight service, about 5 miles of that. The BNSF currently does not use it for quite some number of years. They've not had customers in that area. Metro is pursuing that agreement. They're making fairly good progress. They had a face-to-face meeting recently. It was reported that that substantial progress was made towards getting that agreement in place. Environmental clearance of the maintenance facility, that is in the SEIR. That we released in September. Path forward, continue working with the Metro to get the BNSF agreement executed. Our goal is to get that done by January 2011. We want to complete the environmental clearance of the maintenance facility by December and continue just managing the alignment contract procurement process, answering questions from contractors and moving forward with that. And we'll just continue coordinating with the various project stakeholders, the corridor cities, utilities, Metro, Caltrans, and other stakeholders. So that concludes the presentation.
Okay. Any questions? Speaking about that side of town, just thank you, though. Aqua Miles, the non-named person sitting over here from District 7 of Caltrans. Nice to see you. We had a very nice event the other day. We had a ribbon cutting for the HOV lane on the 60 freeway, the Pomona freeway. And thank you for all your hard work. Great program. And it was on time, on budget. So it was a nice day. Rained a little bit. Shocked us all. But anyway, thank you. Good job by Caltrans. And even though they won't give you a nameplate because a governor, I suppose, hasn't formally appointed you. I thought District 7 had an automatic exit. We still recognize you. I don't feel lonely.
The governor's office called yesterday, and I guess they're getting ready to make the press release.
All right.
A moment too soon.
Yeah. Good thing they didn't say January 25th or something like that. Anyway. Okay. All right. Anything else, Murthy?
Yes, sir. We have one more presentation. I want to introduce the two gentlemen here. One is Dr. Ed Carding. He is the chief of our tunnel advisory panel. And to my left is Dr. Harvey Parker. He's from Seattle, where he's helping them to build a big single bore tunnel.
Where we have
this weather that we have to welcome him here to L.A., so how we know why.
And we also have Dr. Jeff Martin in the audience who has been helping us with the seismic activities and criteria and design, etc. In June of this year, we came to you and gave an update on where we were with the evaluation of the subway to the sea tunnels and what we should be looking at. Next slide. The one before that. One of our concerns at that time was that we are going to have three projects simultaneously going in the area, regional connector, Crenshaw, and subway to the sea. We should look at all ways, all the available means and methods where we can reduce the impact of the traffic as well as help the mobility of the city. So as a result of that, we went and engaged the consultant to make a study on the single board tunnel, how it works with our environment here and what the issues are associated with that. So we also had a lot of discussions with some of the consultants in Barcelona who had just completed a tunnel of that nature. So here we are to give you our findings to date on what we have done on single bore. Dr. Ed Carding will make the presentation.
Thank you. These are design, construction, and operational goals that we have for the West Side project, and we're really the focus is to achieve certainly the 30-10 plan and control, schedule, cost, and risk. And the key issues are along the alignment. The West Side alignment include the gassy ground, tar sands, fault crossing, and settlements, or the control of ground settlements. And the engineering consultant has worked on the evaluation of the large diameter tunnel for these specific conditions along this alignment. The geometry of the alignment, the actual alignment, the communities, and the station locations are part of what's been investigated, as well as those key geotechnical issues. So this is a very specific study that the engineering consultant has conducted. The two alternatives that we have compared have been the twin bore stations and twin bore tunnel, which is a standard tunneling method and plan for LA Metro. And the other is the large diameter single bore with an in-tunnel platform, as you can see in the diagram here on the right-hand side. And that is the typical of what is being done on portions of the Barcelona Metro. And just to give you a little reference here, for this twin bore platform on the left, we have two tunnels that are driven between the stations, the typical approximately 21-foot diameter tunnels that are part of our twin tunnel system here, and a box structure that's within the street. On the single bore tunnel, we have the tunnel is driven through, and you have this single large diameter tunnel that extends between the station. In the station, the platforms are stacked and are on the side adjacent to the to each westbound and eastbound lines. And then outside the street is the access to the station, which is a circular structure approximately 100 feet in diameter that goes down to the station level. It's a deeper tunnel and a deeper access using elevators for the large diameter compared to our typical LA Metro system. One of the major advantages of the single bore is to reduce the traffic and utility impacts.
Just give me just a second.
Yes.
Mr. Katz, you have a question?
Yeah. Murthy, can you tell me, the single bore, given the station design challenges, cost comparison, double bore, single bore, twin bore, single bore.
That's part of what the study is conducted, yes.
Excuse me. First of all, I asked Murthy, and so can you help me? I have two questions. I said, how does the overall prices compare just by based on what you know now? Uh-huh. And second, other than Barcelona, is there a twin bore anywhere in operation in the world today.
In, you mean Singapore?
I'm sorry, Singapore.
Singapore. The only one we know is in Barcelona, but a single bore tunnel of that size has been done for highway in other places like in China, Singapore, they have done it. But I think for rail transit, Barcelona is probably the one that we can refer to.
Do we know if there are others that are under contract or been planned or awarded for a double bore at this point? I'm sorry, the single bore.
Single bore. A lot of properties have studied single bore. Washington, D.C. did it. Toronto did it.
Madrid,
of course. So, but they all concluded that the single bore was not appropriate for those cities at that time. So where we are today is to make sure that we have looked at all the options available out there and how can we mitigate the traffic issues, utility relocations, and come to a conclusion. And that's what this finding is all about.
No, I appreciate that. I just, you know, at some point, you know, as Don keeps reminding me that it's important that we move forward. And, you know, at some point, this checklist over here, has the potential to become a series of fatal flaws in this thing. And I don't want to, if we're reaching that point, I don't want us to delay. I just look down this, and I look at the additional, what has to be done on the station, the elevators, the dimensions, how that all changes. But I come down to, that there are challenges on both ops, but more importantly, on fire and life safety, there are greater challenges. And to me, that's a fatal flaw. I mean, I know engineers believe you can engineer your way out of anything, which may be true if you have enough money or enough time. We don't have the latter. And so, since we're interested in moving forward, if in fact there is a, there's a public safety problem, that to me, Mr. Chairman, sounds like a fatal flaw. So that's what I was just trying to figure out.
The consultant have finished their work. They have submitted all their findings to us. We have internal staff. Operations have got some major issues they want to talk about. And fire life safety people are involved in our discussion. So internally, that's what we are going to do and get back to you soon with our findings and say this is what can be done and this is what's going to cost on time and schedule.
All I'd ask, along with the direction the chairman's going, is that, if there's anything that we're doing by looking at both, if it's slowing up anything else, we'd like to know that as soon as possible. And if that's true, we should make a decision as soon as possible.
Sure.
on to allow the rest of the
board. This, as I understand it, this presentation is sort of an overview of where they're at. Concurrently, right now, they are in the process of evaluating the final report and will report back to us either not this meeting but the next meeting with their analysis. And at that point, I think, as Director Katz indicated, hopefully we'll be at a point to say this is a go or no go.
We'll definitely do that, yes.
Okay. November, December. I think we're combining the meeting.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Thank
Director
you.
Robinson.
We'll do that.
Yes. I think you're aware that we're working on the Wilshire BRT project simultaneously almost in terms of what we're going to be doing with Wilshire Boulevard. And so part of the project that we got the grant for was to resurface at least the curb lane, and we're looking for money to perhaps do the other lanes as we go forward. So one of the questions that's come up because of the time constraints and the fact that these projects may somewhat overlap, we don't know, but it's possible they could overlap depending on delays or acceleration of either one. What impact it would be on the new construction of the street on the upper street, because we know that some of the venting can take place in different areas, whether it's in the street or on the sidewalk. So I'd like for us to at least be able to answer what conflicts, if any, could exist with the Wilshire BRT project in regard to road reconstruction or street reconstruction with regard to this project.
Absolutely.
Because I think that's going to be extremely helpful for all of us to kind of know what we're really facing in that regime, because that's we're spending a whole lot of money on both projects, and it's really not good if we waste it with putting the new street in and then tearing the new street out.
In addition to our project, we also have Expo 2 in the same transit corridor. We have 405 and the BRT. That's why it makes it very challenging to put them all together and see the overall effect on the entire quadrant.
Well, especially since Wilshire is the worst street in the whole region right now that we know of, and the sensitivity of getting the money from FTA to put in the new street. We just really need to know the right answer on that one. So, you know, whatever it is, we're not surprised by what happens.
Absolutely. That was the reason for us to explore any option that's out there, how we can mitigate some of these concerns.
Thanks.
Can we proceed?
Yes.
Finish it, sir?
I think.
Yes, go ahead and finish. Mr. Katz had to leave, so yeah, I had to ask that question. He said that 12 hours ago, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, I hate to leave you alone. I don't
want to. Hey, she's coming to the county.
She's already going. I'm trying to hold on.
I know. You hold her on as long as you can. We're waiting for her at the county.
I think that just one of the points to make here is that the engineering consultant has really conducted a very comprehensive investigation. We have evaluated, they have evaluated this, and as Mr. Murthy says, Metro is going to draw the conclusions soon. And so they were looking at the large diameter. They have people working in their team that have experience on the Barcelona Metro. So we really have gotten a good look at that type of configuration and have evaluated it, at least the engineering team has evaluated it. And so the other thing that's been a benefit of this has been that we have been concerned about the current methods and how we can enhance the twin tunnel operation. And if you look on the left side of the diagram, that wood decking was something that was done back in previous years, maybe 20 or 30 years ago, working from the street. The street's cut up. There's permanent closure of traffic during the entire construction period. Now, in recent years, Metro has put on precast concrete decking, worked in from the side so that the traffic is restored once the decking is in place. We're also looking at other methods to further enhance that, and that includes a top-down method where the permanent decking is actually placed on immediately, and then we don't have to go back in to replace it once the excavation takes place. So you don't have to come out of the excavation, removing decking, and then putting the permanent pavement in place. That and other enhancements are being considered and will be considered throughout the project and preliminary engineering going forward with the twin bore. And then the other is looking at off-street or partially off-street stations to, again, limit the impacts on the traffic even temporarily during the construction period. Those are all part of what's been coming out with is coming out in the report by the engineering consultant. Finally, just some of the issues, and these have been, again, studied in detail by the engineering consultant. In terms of traffic disruption, we see that there is some advantages to the single bore because we have less impact on the street. And except that the transition structure, as I showed right there, at the far east end of the project, when you try to fit back into Wilshire Western, they will be off street. The transition structure will be the equivalent of actually a station in terms of the type of excavation that has to take place. On the enhanced twin bore, we've talked about it's more impact, but there are ways that we can reduce the impacts, and it's going to be very important for us to do that on Wilshire. In terms of the public convenience and operations and safety, these are things that are very much a concern for Metro in terms of the patrons and in terms of safety, fire life safety, and the operating challenges. Crossovers between stations are going to be different configuration than what's used on this present system. And so we're in a situation, if we went with the large diameter tunnel, to be able to make this work, you're really marrying two types of operating systems, a stacked station platforms and different configurations for the crossovers. That's something that Metro needs to look at in the weeks ahead. And then finally, then the tunneling, the recent tunneling experience has been very good experience in Barcelona. The project really does fit Barcelona. The large diameter tunnel, they're very deep. It's hard to go down with open excavation, so that the way they have done it in Barcelona works in their area. We're looking at our project. We have a proven technology in Los Angeles. We're much shallower. There are different issues, and I think that what one can say is this large diameter technology is certainly one that's being used. We both Dr. Parker and I are working on other projects that use this, but there are more issues and risks with respect to it. And so that's what has to be looked at by LA Metro in the weeks ahead in evaluating this report.
Next steps, I think we pretty much discussed this. The consultant has completed their work, and we are reviewing their work. We'll be having internal meetings with our operations people, safety people, and come to a conclusion and come back to you with a recommendation pretty soon. That concludes our report on the tunneling issues.
Are there any questions? I think probably there will be, but probably at some point when that report's completed, and some of the questions may be premature at this particular point. But thank you.
That.
Thank you very much for the update and the presentation. Appreciate it, both of you. And you better leave town by tomorrow because it's going to be sunshine. So, all right.
He's going home very soon.
Thanks again. Appreciate you being here.
My apologies for the rain.
Been good. All right. There being no further items on the agenda, we do have public comment.
So there's one more item on the Alameda Corridor East, what? Item number three.
You were only allowed four items today. Did you get a special permission?
Doug?
We have one more item. Excuse me.
Oh, Alameda Corridor.
Ace, okay.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Item three is a receive and file status report on the Alameda Corridor East grade separation projects. We've been making great progress working with ACE. The original phase one project, six of the eight have already been constructed. We have the seventh project is currently under construction, and there is a ribbon cutting scheduled for November 5th out in the City of Industry at Sunset, another great event potentially on that side of town. The last project in phase one is Nogales Street, and they're active in the right-of-way process, and we hope to go to construction with that project in 2011. Of the phase two, most of the projects are in the planning phase, although two projects, the trench in San Gabriel and then the Nogales Street grade separation. So Baldwin Avenue is the first one that's in right-of-way, should go in 2011. Nogales Street's in phase two. They're in right-of-way as well, and both of those should be in construction in 2011. With that, we'll take questions, sir.
Are there any questions? See, Rita, I told you there is life east of the 405 freeway. I keep telling you.
There is.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you. All right. Before I go to public comment, Murthy, any more items?
No, sir.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Walsh, public comment?
At this point, the only reason I get up is talk intercom to everybody in the building. Remember, HollywoodHighlands.org, and if you want this, HollywoodDems@gmail.com for documents sent to us, and Hollywood Dems, we are Twittering. And you know, when the high-speed rail people came here, they put this a webcast on. This was webcast, and they actually got a question from somebody in the county. You don't want this thing to be projected. You don't want television. You don't want webcast. This thing is the least, there's no two-way street here. Nobody gets to hear these meetings. You spend billions of dollars, and your technology as far as communications with the public is back in 1947. Even the press doesn't come here anymore. The last thing you want is these cameras, which are recording me, for that to be on TV, for people to see it. Of course, that's what happens at the city council. People, there's sunshine. Here, there is no sunshine. Just go to our website. Thank you.
That's the reason we don't have to telecast. We think everyone goes to HollywoodHighland.com or .org. Anyway,
thank you.
You're welcome. All right. There being no further business in front of the committee, this meeting adjourned. Thank you all.